So welcome to this Ankh activation audio journey. Just so you're aware, this is not something that you should be doing if you are driving a car, operating machinery, or anything like that. So this is something to be done at home, in your safe space. Make sure that your spine is straight, and that will just support the easeful movement of energy through your body. And I just invite you to take a moment just to bring your awareness into your breath and just to notice the rise and the fall of that breath. Noticing the inflow and noticing the outflow. And if you've had any stress or tension from your day or your last week or month or year, I just invite you to allow any tension to be breathed out on the out-breath. You may even want to make a little sound with that. So just take a few deep full breaths, breath that is filling the belly and rising up into the heart, and just allow a sigh or a sound on the exhale. And that is a beautiful way to remind the body that it is okay to relax. So let us now move into the practice itself. Firstly, we're going to do a visualization of the Ankh. After that, we'll do the Ankh yoga movement, and then following that, we'll move into the breath and visualization combined. At any point, my guidance is going either a bit too slow or too fast for you, then find your own pace, whatever works best for you. As long as you're following through step by step, approximately with the guidance, then that is perfect. So just invite you to close your eyes if you haven't done already. And in your mind's eye, I invite you to visualize a Ankh that you can see in front of you. So there is the downward part that is the cross. There is the upper part that is a loop that connects to the cross. So just looking at that symbol for a moment and recognizing how this symbol is a beautiful representation of the union of masculine and feminine. And so during this practice, what we're looking to do is to cultivate both masculine presence and feminine sensitivity to energy. And so as we go through this practice, I really invite you to keep watching as if you were a scientist observing your body, curious to see what is happening moment by moment. So as you look at this symbol of the Ankh in front of you, you could actually see it as filled with light, or perhaps there is light falling upon it so that it shines as if it is shining in the sunlight. And we're actually going to now invite that symbol into the body so that we map it onto the body and remind the body how the Ankh circuit both fits into the physical body, and it also extends into the energy body as well. So let us expand this image that we see of the Ankh. So it is bigger than us. And we're going to allow the bottom of the cross to anchor in through our perineum, which is at the very base of the body. It is in between the genitals and the anus. And if you are sitting, then you will be sitting on this point. And it is a very grounding point. So the bottom of the cross is going through the perineum and is actually digging into the floor or the earth beneath you. Bringing your awareness a little bit higher up, let us visualize that straight line rising up towards the heart. And at the level of the heart, we have the cross, which spreads out to either side. And that spreads out so that it not just expands to the level of the physical body, but it extends out into the energy field around the body. And to get a sense of that, you are invited to raise your arms and actually bring them out either side of the body so that you're almost holding like a kind of a Jesus Christ type pose for a moment. Arms wide, and notice how that opens the chest and opens the breath even more. And just take a few deep, full breaths into this posture, feeling this part of the ankh in the body, through the arms, through the open heart. You can almost see the arms as like two wings. So when we work with this, through this journey at points, I will say for you to open your wings, which means to open your arms and hold them in this posture. And now let us move from that posture and bring both hands up above the crown of the head and bringing the palms one on top of the other so that both of the palms are facing down towards the crown, and just settle into that shape. So you're actually making the loop shape with your arms. And so just become aware of how that loop starts at the level of the heart, expands out and rises up through the shoulders, through the arms, and up to the palms above the crown of the head. And let's just take a breath in, a full, full breath, all the way in, and hold the breath at the very top. And as you're holding that breath, just notice what that does to your awareness. And whenever you need to, let that breath go. And let the arms go as well.